and for analysis of the administration's terrorism strategy report. I spoke earlier with Brian Jenkins. He's a senior advisor at the RAND Corporation in Washington, D.C. He started RAND's terrorism research program more than three decades ago. Brian Jenkins, as I read this document on the National Strategy on Combating Terrorism, it seems to me the administration is almost declaring victory in the short term, that is, very badly disrupting al-Qaeda, but it's the long term, the war of ideas, that is central here. Do you agree with that assessment?
I would agree with the assessment. I think we have achieved a measure of success in degrading the operational capabilities of our terrorist foes. I don't think I would go so far as to declare a victory. I mean, we do have to keep in mind that since 9/11, the jihadist enterprise has carried out more than 30 major terrorist attacks worldwide, not counting anything that has occurred in Afghanistan or Iraq. At the same time, we see, underscored by the most recent arrests in London, their continued intentions to carry out large-scale, significant terrorist attacks against us.
When we talk about a war of ideas, the United States leading a war of ideas, wouldn't that really be fighting on our ground? I mean, you look at how the American culture has spread around the world. The popularity of our political ideas, our economic ideas, our cultural ideas. I mean, isn't this the war we should want to fight?
First of all, we have to keep in mind that in this longer-term political warfare that we are engaged in, there is an offensive component of that, and that is to go after the process of radicalization, recruitment, indoctrination, to try to blunt that message that persuades angry young men to turn themselves into weapons. We have focused on the degrading the operational capabilities, but unless we can really impede the recruiting process, then we are condemned to a strategy of the equivalent of stepping on cockroaches one at a time.
Well, the report talks about democracy and how important the spread of democracy is, the idea of democracy. I wonder if our enemies might say, well, we'll give you democracies. There's Lebanon, the Palestinians, and Iraq now. Here's how the idea is working out.
I don't think it's simply a matter of spreading democracy. I mean, certainly that's something that we believe in, but it took us centuries to develop our particular concepts of democracy. And this is not some formula which we can simply drop on top of the rest of the world. There is the issue of the respect for law, the institutions, the civic culture that goes along with a democracy. Elections themselves are only one component of a functioning democracy.
The administration cites in this report many challenges, but it leaves off this list America's own standing in the world. And just from what I read in papers and commentary and critiques, that is also a question in the war on terrorism. That is, what this country has done in Iraq has been unpopular in many places. Likewise, U.S. Mideast policy is unpopular in many places. Our standing, by many studies, has declined significantly in the world in the last few years.
I think we have made some grave errors. The behavior in Iraq, Abu Ghraib, not living up to our own ideals when it comes to the treatment of those in our custody, these have been a failure to maintain a commitment to our own values. They also have provided our terrorist foes with recruiting posters that they have used effectively to galvanize opinion against us.
Brian Jenkins is a terrorism expert based at the RAND Corporation. His new book is Unconquerable Nation, Knowing Our Enemy, Strengthening Ourselves. The administration today released the new strategy for combating terrorism. Brian Jenkins, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.